thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Podzilla 1985. And we have kind of a somber, serious show to talk about tonight. I'm not going to waste your time and tell you what happened yesterday in Paris. I'm sure most of you have heard about it. If you haven't heard about it, if you have been living under a rock, go to CNN, go to KFUS12, go to wherever you go and find out. But something very bad happened, and we want to talk about it tonight, because as much as we are an entertainment show, I like to think of myself as a journalist still, and I want to talk about the serious topics, as we do from time to time. With me to talk about this very serious topic is the only person I invited to it, because he's the only person I feel would do a good job talking about it with me, and that is Asa Gray. Asa.
Well, thank you.
Didn't mean to stroke your ego right up from the bat, but...
Right. Well, and like I said before we started this, I kind of was hesitant to want to do it, just because it kind of felt like I don't want people to think that they're using this tragedy as a way to kind of plug their own thing, which is not, which, if, you know, that's clearly not what we're doing. If I thought that's what you were doing, I would have told you, like, hey, that maybe that's not cool.
I wouldn't do that. I don't want to exploit things for my own gain. I've never been that way. The reason I want to talk about it is because this podcast, at its heart, was a forum for me to get things off my chest and to talk about things that are important to me. And if you were around me yesterday, or if you've talked to me, or if you've seen my Facebook, stuff like this really affects me. And we did the show on Baltimore, you know, when it happened with Freddie Gray. We did the show about Ferguson. Mm-hmm. We've done serious shows when it calls for it, and I think tonight calls for it. So that's right. Why we're here. And mostly what I wanted to talk about is, like you said before the show, the reaction to this terrible tragedy from Paris, France. Again, if you don't know what happened, there was a mass shooting. I think details are still kind of sketchy on it, but at least, last I checked, 153 people dead, probably more at this point, and over 90 in critical condition. It was a horrible tragedy. And
a very clearly organized, widespread terrorist attack.
Yeah.
It wasn't just, you know, some bozo with a gun, or this was a very clearly planned out, thought out.
And this is the second one in France
yeah.
in the past year. It was this year, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think the Charlie Hebdo, yeah. or I'm saying that wrong, I'm sure.
I've always felt
Hebdo,
I said it
maybe.
Wrong. Yeah.
But it was, that one was, I think, in January?
It was earlier this year, definitely. And now this, and this one, you know, obviously the first one was a horrible tragedy. This one is another tragedy with an even bigger body count.
Yeah.
And it didn't take long for two things to happen. The first thing, which I'm particularly proud of, is for people I know to show their support for the people of France and people around the world by doing something as simple and kind as changing their profile picture to something in support of them, which I thought was a kind gesture. Mm-hmm. I thought that's nice. So I did the same thing. And I told the people that were here last night when I did it, I said, I guarantee you when I wake up in the morning, there will be at least one person on my friends list that will criticize people for doing this. And I assumed it would be the redacted one, but he's not on my friends list anymore. But he always had a problem with people doing stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I think it was the ice bucket challenge and maybe the, and yes, it's kind of stupid. The whole, what color is your bra for breast cancer awareness? Okay. That's kind of dumb. Yeah. I admit the ice bucket challenge, even though we kind of lost our way with it. And at some point it became just a thing for stupid teenagers to do because it was funny. But at the same time, it also raised a lot of money for ALS.
Yeah.
So it was a good thing. Just like this, putting up pictures, showing your support for humanity. Why is that a problem? Yet, sure enough, this morning when I got up and I checked my Facebook, one of the first things I saw was from a not friend named Blake. I don't even pronounce his last name. Kiefer. I don't know. I don't even know who he is. He's on my friends list. I'm pretty sure it's through the store because I have a lot of our customers on my friends list. You know, whatever. They add me. And sure enough, he said that it was pointless. It was stupid. You're not helping anything. You're not donating. If you want to help, do it, but don't pretend that you care by doing this. And it really pissed me off. I tried to go about it sensibly and say, this is why I did it. Him and his pothead friends jumped on. And I only say that because someone else informed me of what his friends were like. I won't say names because I don't want to embarrass Lonnie Chapman. But that was a bit of humor there. It really made me mad. And I eventually backed out of the conversation because it got to a point where it wasn't a discussion.
Right.
It was an insult. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to kill off that part of me that just wants to insult people and yell and cuss because I'm a grown man. And that's not how you do things when you're a grown, mature person.
Right.
So that made me angry. And I want to talk about that. I know you had something you wanted to talk about too. I did not see.
Before we get to that, cause I'll admit, I thought the Ice Bucket Challenge was dumb. And the same kind of thing with like the Coney 12, the Coney 2012, if you remember that.
Yeah.
Like, to me, I think, and I'll admit, I changed my mind, like, fairly recently, like, before this had actually happened, but, you know, it's never a bad thing to raise awareness for something. My problem with it comes when people think that when they change their picture or they talk about or, you know, like, oh, thinking of France, when that's just kind of sandwiched between just how they're living their life. I can't.
You think like the phonies, like, the ones that post like, it in oh, between messages of I got drunk last night and.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, oh, I'm getting drunk again tonight.
Yeah.
Like, it's.
Some people,
it's hard to see how it affects that person. Like, and that doesn't mean that it doesn't at
right.
all. And so, and that's kind of why I changed my mind is that, you know, well, everyone deals with stuff differently. You know, not everyone, if the world just completely shut down because of this kind of tragedy, we would have shut down. We would not be humanity.
Ever.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. I told Ethan, about a week ago, he came in, something else had happened that was pretty tragic. And for the life of me, I can't remember what it was, but we were talking about it and he was sad about it. And I was, oh, it was about a customer of ours that had passed away. It was in a car accident from a drunk driver. And I told them the story about that and Ethan got really bummed out about it. And I said, look, yes, it's sad, but you can't live your life being sad over everything that happens. Cause if you, as noble as it is, if you are devastated by every single thing that goes wrong in this world, you will never be happy.
Yeah, you won't be able to get out of bed.
No, because everything in this world is terrible every day.
Yeah.
So I told Ethan, it's okay to be happy. It's okay to have fun. And in a situation like this, I understand people change their picture. And a lot of them, I think, did it for the right reason.
Mm-hmm.
Because they do want to show solidarity throughout the world that we have your back, you have our back, I'm sorry. And as I explained it to these guys, these assholes on Facebook, the reason I did it was because I don't have a lot of money to give. I can't give money out to every person that needs it.
Right.
Every tragedy that happens, I can't help.
Mm-hmm.
But what I can do is I can at least change my picture in a way that in my mind says, hey, look, I know this sucks and I'm really sorry. I can't do anything, but I want you to know that I'm thinking of you. Because when I have a bad day, when my world is just falling apart around me, when people make that gesture of, hey, I know you're having a rough time. I just want you to know I'm thinking about you. That means something to me.
Right.
You know?
And at the same time, too, like, it doesn't necessarily, because, you know, how many people on your friends list are from France that are going to see that?
None.
Exactly. So it's not even just, you know, for them. It's just kind of like as a global community.
Yeah.
Like,
the world comes together.
President Obama said it. I believe the Prime Minister of Canada made a very similar statement. And the president of, is it a president of France?
I think so.
I don't think
they don't have a king.
No. But so it's, I know it's a democracy, but I don't know if it's a prime minister or if it's a president, because Canada has a prime minister.
Yeah.
Anyway, they all kind of had the, you know, this isn't just an attack on Paris. This isn't just an attack on France. This is an attack on humanity.
Yes.
It's all of us.
Yes.
And so that kind of solidarity, even though no one from France is going to see this or know that we're doing it, it's kind of we're all still in this together.
Yeah.
Like with each other, just here in Missouri or here in America or.
Human beings.
Yeah. It's
standing up against.
It's basic
murder.
Human empathy.
Yes, exactly.
And while, you know, sure, there are people that maybe go overboard with it and, you know, oh, this so greatly affected me in this way, you know, when in reality, they're just trying to get, you know, Facebook likes and Instagram retags or whatever. But that's not what this is. Like,
no.
And those people are very few and far between.
And I'm looking at my Facebook page right now. I asked you, the fans, I said, we're going to talk about this tonight. What do you have to say about it? Let me get your opinion. What do you think? And I'm looking at all of the pictures that have the French flag
right.
over it, like they did with the gay flag or the rainbow.
Yeah.
When the gay flag, I apologize. The rainbow, whenever gay marriage passed. And almost all of them have it, except for a select few.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't know if I changed mine or not. And not because I'm taking any sort of stance or anything. It's just, cause like last night I posted a link to when it was happening cause I was off work.
Yeah.
It was really weird. Like I had Friday night off. I was trying to work with that emulator for a little bit and it didn't really work. And then when I first read the headline on Reddit, it was, there's a shooting in Paris. And my initial thought was, well, that's weird. That's not America.
Yeah.
That's only where this happens. Because it just, the way that I had interpreted the headline is it was just this kind of like isolated incident.
Yeah.
And then when I logged back onto Reddit and I saw the actual like links and everything that was going on, I went to their live feed because they had a kind of an ongoing update of everything that was happening.
Right.
And I literally just sat there and watched it. I was like, holy shit, this is.
I kept updating CNN to check it.
But I posted, I think that the original story that I posted only had it at like 20 something dead.
Yeah.
Confirmed.
Right.
And then I posted the picture that had went around of the peace symbol, but it was the Eiffel Tower in the
middle.
Which
I took from you. And that's actually what started it all. I saw you shared that. Mm-hmm. And I said, I really like that. I'm going to change that to my profile picture.
And I actually almost changed it to my profile picture too, but I was like, I'll just put it on my wall. That'll be. And that's really all that I did for it, but.
But did you do it for likes?
Right, no.
Did you do it to get attention, win some people over?
I did it because the first one I did it, the story I did it because I wasn't sure how many people were gonna see what was going on.
Yeah.
Because it was before I realized the scale of it.
Right.
Before anyone probably realized the scale of it. And then, so I thought, oh, this is, you know, maybe people will see this and kind of see what's going on. And then the picture I just thought was a really good picture and sentiment of that.
Yeah.
Peace sign.
And then today, Facebook, they put out the, do you want to use a temporary?
The filter,
mm-hmm. Which I did. And again, I'm looking at the people that have it on there. Zach Price has it. Dalton has it. Michael Spies has it. John Massey has it. And certain people don't have it. And we'll get to those people in a second. But then you were talking about people that do it and don't really understand. Nate Smith has it on there. And I don't want to criticize him for it because I legitimately believe that it's unfair to just automatically go, oh, Nate put it on there. What a joke. Because I don't know. You know, and I think that's part of the problem is that a lot of people see the people they know post it. And mm-hmm. That's where they get that attitude of, oh, well, what do they care? And it's like, you don't know. You don't know who is affected by this in what way. Mm-hmm. Some people have basic human empathy. And when they hear that people are suffering, they suffer too. And as much shit as we give Nate Smith about it, and I don't know for sure, he is perfectly capable of feeling empathy for another human being, I'm almost certain of. So I don't want to criticize Nate for it. I want to criticize people like Blake, who take that gesture... As a personal affront, and decides to make that his cause. Of all the things that you could take a stand against in this world, that you were complaining people are doing nothing for, this is the thing... that you decide to get upset about and pissed over.
Really, you should just ask him how much money he donated to the cause.
How much?
Because clearly he has such a problem with people. You know, if he's not gonna, you know, if he's gonna criticize you for just making your picture, that's not doing enough.
No.
What's he doing?
What's he done for anybody? Because I went to his Facebook page and I saw the stuff he posts. And it's just like the things you say about people posting about their day and their weekend and such. And it's frustrating. And Lonnie Chapman is messaging me, and I don't want to talk to Lonnie Chapman right now, so I'm going to hit close. I'm just going to back out of that, Lonnie, if you're listening. I apologize. And then there's CJ.
God. And I have it pulled up because
I want to come back to this in a second because I have more to say about that. But when you told me about CJ, and I don't think I heard it completely correctly, CJ is on the show sometimes. I know he wants to be a part of it more. Now that he knows how popular it is.
CJ, if you tell me that you heard me say this sentence, I will give you $5.
As long as he doesn't shoot you after what you're about to say. So what did CJ post on his Facebook? And mind you, I want to remind Allie, I know you were there, but CJ was here yesterday when this happened and was empathizing with me over the tragedy. And when I put up the picture, agreed that it was a good, noble gesture.
Yeah, and so he posts a picture, and it says, but the caption is what really bothered me, and it was, I usually don't respond to tragedy on social media. I don't see the use of letting people know that I think murder is bad. But this picture resonated for some reason, so I'm sharing it.
What is the picture of?
I wish I knew what this statue was, but it's holding...
is it the statue next to the Statue of Liberty?
Well, I know we got the Statue of Liberty from France. Oh, it's their statue. Okay. So it's the French statue next to the Statue of Liberty, which of course they gave to us.
Go figure. Why say we support France? I don't know. Because France has done a lot for us.
America's oldest ally.
We'll talk about that in a second, please.
Which I will say though, to the America's oldest ally thing, the only reason they really helped us in the Revolutionary War is because of just how much they didn't like Britain. And so they wanted Britain to be weaker.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But so the thing with CJ that really bothers me is it's literally him saying, well, I'm above posting such trivial things, but I'm going to post it and it's better than what anyone else is saying.
I like to believe.
And that really just, it, it rubs me the wrong way that you're going to qualify like, well, I don't normally do this petty behavior, but I will participate in this one instance.
I'd like to think that he meant well.
I'm sure he did.
But the way he went about it is that was CJ the
most,
way.
That was the most condescending thing that I had read on my feed about it. Well, don't get me wrong. I saw much worse things that people posted, but that was just so condescending.
When you mention condescending and people on Facebook, that it infuriates me. I try to keep a level head, but everyone that knows me before this time period, that knows the Shannon that existed in college and high school and a little bit after, knows that I'm a hothead. And I get so mad and I cuss and I spew venom and I tear people apart when I disagree with them. And I've tried to stop that because I'm trying to be an adult. But when I see stuff like this, when I see people that take the tragedy of what happened in France and instead of saying something as simple as, I feel bad about it, or you have my support, I know you're not reading this, but I support you, instead of doing something as small as that, a kind gesture, they instead post pictures of things like President Obama saying this type of shootings openly happen in America. They push their agendas. They talk about, why everyone's so upset about this, but no one's upset about these murders that happen. Why is it only this that gets on the air? You're trivializing suffering with your own agenda. And that is incredibly wrong.
Yeah.
I don't understand how you think that is going to help anything by saying that this is more important than that, when all human lives should matter the exact same. Hey, I'm sorry that they don't cover the war in Africa as much as they cover what happens in France. I feel bad for it. I study it. I look at it. But to say that we shouldn't talk about France because of what's happening somewhere else is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, and don't get me wrong. Like, I'm in support of more awareness of everything else that is going on.
Yes, absolutely.
So much else. Because there really is, like, so much else going on. It's just this was really a sudden and widespread. The Joker in The Dark Knight, Heath Ledger's Joker, makes a really good point of no one really covers it's all just part of the plan.
Yeah.
So what's going on in Syria and what's going on in Africa, it's so ingrained and it's been happening for so long that it's almost normalized. Like, well, yeah, but so when it happens somewhere like Paris, which is, you know, this kind of thing doesn't normally routinely happen, it's going to make big waves. It's going to make huge news. Not saying that it makes it any more important or any less important than everything else that's going on. It's just, I really think we do need to change our perception of...
We do, because a lot of people will not care about what's happening anywhere else, but they'll care about certain things because it's on the news. And I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate the way the media represents the world. I hate the way journalism, exists as it is. That's the reason I stopped doing it. That's the reason I would rather do this than work for a newspaper or work for a WPSD or KFES 12. Is because on here, we can say what we want and we don't have to cover what they tell us to cover. We could talk about anything. We are talking about this because it pisses me off so bad the way people have reacted to it. Feel myself, the points I want to make are dissolving in my brain as I get angrier about it.
Yeah.
And the same people that said, and I can be accused of this too, when the Black Lives Matter, what would you call it? Movement.
Yeah.
Is the word I'm trying to think of. When the Black Lives Matter movement started, I was one of the people that said, yes, Black Lives do matter, but how can you talk about this and this when these people died, but the media doesn't represent this? These white kids got killed, but no one cares. And it wasn't until my friend Michael McDowell, who I've mentioned on the show before, who is an African-American gentleman and is a big supporter of the Black Lives Matter movement, he explained it to me that, no, we're not saying that these Black Lives matter more than those white lives. We're just saying it's important and it needs to be talked about. And that's exactly like this. It's important and it needs to be talked about, but it doesn't mean that it's any more important than any other life that's lost.
That's kind of like because I hate that the All Lives Matter movement is basically just a racist. Well,
in response.
A racist response, because I think at the core of it, it's true. All lives do matter.
Yes.
But the Black Lives Matter movement comes from just the systematic racism that has happened in this country for so long that
there's documented evidence that it exists.
That it exists.
And then we don't talk about it.
And so it does need to bring up to the reason that Black Lives Matter is because even today, you know, we have the Black president, racism's supposed to be gone. It's not.
Not at all.
It needs to be constant. It does require a constant reminder that they're people. They are your equals. Everyone is equal to everyone else, and it's just
it's because of people.
It's why I want to just live on an island. Just by myself.
You don't want to live on this planet anymore.
See, what I was saying, like, I know this is a serious topic, and I'll make a joke about it, but, like, if I woke up with Superman powers, nope. pure oppression, because that's how we're getting it done. Everyone's equal.
I said yesterday, when I read about this, I said to these guys, everyone always says, I'd rather be Batman than Superman. It's when something like this happens that you think, I think I'd rather be Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Because Superman could, if he wanted to, fix everything immediately and fly around the world and do it. Yeah. Batman, it takes a little time.
But so, yeah. To get back on track of what we're talking about, when people try to say that, oh, but no one talks about Syria, no one talks about, you know, the attacks that happened in the Middle East last week that took 24 lives. You know, it doesn't trivialize what happened in Paris anymore, but it also doesn't make it any more important. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
My train of thought just derailed.
That happens when you think about a serious topic like this. When I worked at
Shoe Carnival. Can't we just talk about the new day?
No, it's not a new day yet. When I worked at Shoe Carnival, I'm a news junkie.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm not around people, I watch the news. I read the news. I love knowing what's happening, even though I hate knowing what's happening because it's always bad.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a story, I want to say it was in Africa, about the civil unrest, the war that's happening over there. And there was a picture gallery of this, just children, dead bodies laid out everywhere. There was one child with his head blown off. His brains were hanging out of him. And I looked at every one of those pictures because I feel like if you don't see what's really happening, if you just trust, you know, CNN and KFES 12 to tell you what's happening in the world, you don't know anything.
Well, and I will say,
the bad part.
Feed me, baby bird.
This is the frustrating part is that I posted that to my Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and I said, this is happening and no one's talking about it. We need to know this stuff. You look at this gallery, see what's happening in the world. Nobody replied. Nobody liked it. But if I post something about Hulk Hogan or Power Rangers are coming back, more people will care, and it's fine. You want to be happy in life, I get it. But if you're ignoring the suffering of other people, what kind of human being are you?
Well, I don't think it's people are ignoring it as much as, like, I guess they are kind of if they're
on purpose because they don't want to be dragged down because they can't help it.
Because we've talked about this with the one of the last like mass shootings. Because it goes back to the whole, you know, do you mention the killer?
Yeah.
I don't think, like, because I know what's going on in the world. I feel like I'm, you know, well-informed about world events. But that doesn't necessarily mean that I need to, like, you feel the need to look at it and see it and really be able to identify with what's going on.
I do.
Whereas I feel that I know probably just as much, or I can still understand what's happening without looking at...
Without torturing yourself?
Yeah. for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't necessarily think that it's necessary to really, you know, get that in depth with it to be able to understand what's going on and to realize what's going on is terrible.
Yeah.
But...
And I agree with that. You don't have to drag yourself through the mud to realize what's going on.
And at the same time, like, what kind of reaction were you expecting from people? Like, this is terrible. This is, you are correct.
Well, it's one of those things. Sometimes you just want acknowledgement. Sometimes I get in my brain that, and I know it's not true, but I get in my head that I'm the only person that cares about the world. And I know that's not true. Right. Don't let it sound like I think that's true. But my brain sometimes doesn't work the way it should. And I get in these moods where I think, people need to know about this. They need to talk about this. Why are you guys talking about what you're doing this weekend and the bar you went to? Talk about this. Look at what's happening. Do you not know this is happening? So I post it and I want people to go, yes, this is happening and I feel awful about it. But no one does. Mm-hmm. It's just when I used to write and I would write an original story and I would post it and I would wish people would read it, but they wouldn't. But then I post a fan fiction and everyone loves it. Mm-hmm. And I would just get so angry and would be like, no. This is what matters. Read this.
Well, I think it goes back to what we were saying earlier and like what you told Ethan is if you spend so much time thinking about that versus, you know, oh, the fan fiction, because that's fun. I like fun. It doesn't make me sad on the inside. So, I mean, I
do get tired of being sad on the inside.
It's like I kind of feel like we're like bouncing between sides. We're just like, yeah, you know, you can't just focus on the negative. But then at the same time, it's like, but you should still be aware of the negative and
that describes how difficult life is.
Yeah.
To strike that balance between I know what's happening and I want to know what's happening, but I don't.
Right.
You know?
And how much time is enough time to really kind of dwell on it before you feel like you're not a monster for just like, okay, well, I just saw all these dead kids, but Fallout 4.
Yeah. It's I guess if I felt like more people at least cared, And that's what, something as simple as changing a picture.
Right.
You know?
And that, and I think that's kind of at the heart of it, is it's, you know, you're not showing that you care so that you can show off that you care. It's just nice, like I said earlier, just having that, you know, the home community of.
It's nice to verify, it's nice to just go, I care, without, because clearly most of the people on this list can't donate money. They can't go to France and help out.
Right.
But what can they do? They can do something.
Right.
And if people stop doing something, as small as it is, I don't want to know what kind of world that is. When more people start to think that, well, I can't help with this, so I'm not even going to try. When they don't even take the time to make a simple, kind gesture.
And I wonder,
what kind of world is that?
And I wonder if, like, the guy that you were arguing with, if he's, like, because some of the other pictures that I've shown were the kind of the other way around, where it's like, when look how France has shown solidarity with us when we were going through. Because the day after 9/11, they had their troops in front of the Eiffel Tower with the giant American flag.
Yes.
In 2011, the 10-year anniversary, they built the kind of replica twin towers on either side of the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
And it said France will never forget. So it's,
so
would they be upset at France because they didn't, because all, oh, they, well, they,
well, they didn't do anything to help
us.
They
made a spectacle of it to.
Yeah. Like what, if I could just drop the perception that I'm mature. It's like, what is wrong with you people? What is wrong with you that you have a problem with other people saying, I support this? Like, it doesn't affect you.
Well,
you don't have to get on Facebook and make a mention of it. Because people are doing it doesn't mean you have to. It's just like gay marriage. Okay, if you don't agree with gay marriage, don't get married to a person of the same sex. But it doesn't affect you. Let people do what they're going to do because they think it's a good idea and they want to help out. It's not your problem.
Right. And I will
get
say,
off Facebook for a week if it bothers you
that
much.
And like I said, like, I was kind of the person that was on that, like, who held a similar belief to that, not that extreme or not that angry about it. But to me, I think the reason that I felt that way was kind of out of almost impotence. It's like, okay, well, I can't really do anything meaningful. Like, I can't just give money to the ALS research. I can't, you know, go find and stop Kony 2012. I can't, you know, I can't really do anything.
Yeah.
And seeing all these other people, you know, if they think that they're really making a difference, but they're, I don't know. Like, I just,
I can see.
It was just, it was really just a sense of frustration that I
that couldn't do anything.
That I couldn't do anything about it. So it's like, well, why are you even bothering? Because you're not really. So, I mean, but like I said, I've since changed my mind. I'm not, you know, I don't hold that belief anymore.
I kind of want to go back and read what the person said, but I'm looking at my own Facebook page. But I do remember one thing that one of his friends said in response to what I said. Was kill all ragheads.
See, and I've seen quite a bit
oh
of that
my God.
Too. Actually, so I've told you about my high school teacher who I won't name. But he has, cause he taught forever in multiple school districts, and he has a nightly poll that he will ask questions of all of his Facebook friends. And then it's a big topic of discussion.
Okay.
A lot of it is real upsetting to see, and read some of the beliefs that people held, but when asked, the question tonight is, would you support sending U.S. troops for a full-on assault on ISIS? And someone's response was, no, isolate the region, nothing flies in or out, no ships, trains, etc., destroy all means or methods of making and using electricity, export all of them back home. And
brings out the best in people,
these really does. So, yeah. And it's, I don't...
Well,
also one thing that I'm seeing a lot more than I really thought I would in this area is, people using this as justification to not take Syrian refugees.
Yeah.
And fuck you. These are not refugees committing these attacks. These are who the refugees are running from and who are destroying their home.
I want to point out what Albert Casper said on my wall. And Albert's a friend of mine. I've known him forever. And I know him to be a good person. But I also know him to be very right wing. And he's the one that posted the picture of Obama saying, this only happens in America. He put, and this is my favorite response to the question. So we're going to get to everybody's responses here in a second. But he put, I feel that if you are a bleeding heart, fucking liberal Obama zombie, then you have no business expressing any support for France. Is what he said.
Which is stupid.
With a straight face. And I like Albert, but that is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. You're saying that if you're a liberal and you support Obama, you have no business expressing any support for a country after a tragedy where people died. I don't care how far right you are. I don't care how conservative or paranoid or
no,
what you are. There's no excuse for that kind of stupidity.
Well, there's no logic behind that. That's just... that's just, well, fuck Obama, fuck the people who like Obama. The end. There's no connection there. Why? Like, what does that have to do with anything that happened?
It continues. Blake Scott, who, do you know Blake? Mutual friend between Redacted and myself. And good guy. He says, right, because political alignment trumps human compassion. Which Albert replied, yeah, it's the politics that enabled this tragedy to come to fruition. Compassion? Okay, sure. Did you really not see this coming? Weeks ago, did you not sit and say it's only a matter of time before this mass influx of unvetted refugees pull some shit like this?
So that's refugees. Him blaming the refugees, yeah. When it's not the refugees, it's, again, the people these refugees are fleeing from because these people have destroyed their homes and country.
Blake replied, have we confirmed that the attackers were refugees? To which Albert replied, lol, .. wow. There's your evidence.
That's
all the evidence that conservatives need.
That's not even evidence. That's just, well, this is what I want to be true, so that's what I'm going to assume is true.
And it goes on like this. If you guys haven't seen my Facebook page, go to it. There's some good stuff on there.
No, that's the kind of thing like that, because it's the same kind of like when people debate like politics and religion and really any of this. It's everyone, instead of it being open-minded and, oh, well, I guess that's an interesting point. That'll change my point of view. It's just
vitriol.
Everyone is so entrenched on their own side. They're not willing to see a point of view, like any sort of alternate point of view. And when presented with just cold hard evidence to the contrary, they'll just lash out because their point of view is being attacked. I'm guilty of that too. Like there are certain things that I just really kind of hold fast to be true. And it's hard for me to recognize that, okay, maybe this isn't the way that things should be. But at the same time, I like to think that if presented with actual evidence that wouldn't impact me. Like that would be able to.
I think the biggest, this is a small, trivial thing, but something like that to me would be like with Hulk Hogan. I found a way to bring Hulk Hogan into this. When it came out that he said those racist things,
mm-hmm.
even when confronted with evidence that he said racist things, even when confronted with evidence that he's a horrible person, I still tried to defend him and found a way to defend him of, well, yeah, he said that back then, but you have to understand the circumstances.
Right.
There are some things that when you hear, you still defend against, but I never attacked anyone over it. Well, one guy. But that's a different story. I said this to her earlier that when you have an argument with somebody like that online or just an idiot that has their set beliefs, you're right. You can't change it. So all you're doing is arguing for no reason because some people you just can't convince that they're wrong, even when they are.
And like that's the thing is like I responded to that guy who posted that. I basically said –
and you knew there was no point.
So you basically want to enclose them all into a small area and control completely what goes in and out. Maybe in some sort of camp-like situation. And who do you mean export them all? All Muslims? Because I kind of wanted a little bit of clarification. And his response was something along the lines of, well, what are you going to do Sunday? Are you going to go to a football game? Go to a concert? Are you going to feel safe? Yes. Yes, I'm going to work.
Yeah.
I would absolutely go to a concert. Yes, I do feel safe because I'm not going to live in fear because that's what these motherfuckers want.
Yeah, that's something else Albert Casper said at the end. He said, only thing I'm surprised – oh, wait, where was it here? He said, where was it? Something about that they're already, I'm dumb. What's N-O-L-A?
N-O-L, NOLA?
He says, it doesn't matter. I'm not the one against you. They'd kill you, me, and everyone else we love. Of course, I feel terrible for France. That's a given. The whole point of my remark was, you support the people that let the wolves in. You're just as much to blame for this mess. Oh. I forgot he said that. So you're saying that the people that...
I'm not even going to talk about that because that just literally is making my... my hands are shaking right now.
That's one of those broad statements that really has no place, but you say it to offend people and to get them upset, which worked. So good job, Albert, there. But he said, we all better be ready because they're coming. They're in NOLA right now, which I...
Northern Louisiana?
Oh, God. Do we have anything out there worth saving?
The Saints?
Pass. But yeah, it's stupid. And I hate when people I know that are smart say stupid things. It's stuff like this that really shows you who
because
is
no,
human and who is just
moron. No radical sect of a religion ever did anything terrible under, you know, say, George W. Bush's watch. This is clearly a new phenomenon.
It's a Muslim thing.
Of terrorists, yeah. You know.
And I have a friend named Abed who is Muslim. And he changed his profile picture to Islam is peace. And I feel bad for him. I mentioned the story earlier, because after 9/11, mm-hmm. I remember how many people kind of looked at him differently. And with something like this, I feel bad about it. I feel bad because I truly, someone pointed out on a Facebook page when they were confronted with the statement that not all Muslims are responsible for this. Their first reaction was to post verses from the Quran to say, no, the Quran specifically says you should kill people. Like, they're really attacking the Quran and Muslims in general. And again, you could bring up over and over again that it's any religion has done terrible things. All people have done terrible things in the name of religion. It's not one specific one.
Yeah, it's...
It's a dead horse at this point.
And honestly, not to bring any conversation that we have back to wrestling, but Muhammad Hassan.
Yeah.
WWE had a Muslim, or had a character who, I mean, and he was just like an Italian dude from Jersey.
Yeah, but and he was a brilliant character.
And he played a man named Muhammad Hassan who played a Arab-American...
Born in America,
from Detroit.
Yeah.
But he came in sick of being treated like a second class citizen and like a bad guy just because he was Muslim.
Yeah.
And he was a heel. He was a reviled character.
They booed him.
They booed him immediately.
Yeah.
And it's just like that.
That should have been a face character. That should have been a hero.
It absolutely should have been.
If this was a comic book, he would have been one of the main members of the Justice League or something.
Yeah.
But in wrestling world, it's not.
Yeah.
But this is the same, not to get off topic, mm-hmm. but these are the same fans that I told this story yesterday too. Do you remember when Stacy Keibler came out and Stone Cold offered her a beer and she declined it because she didn't want to drink and Stone Cold stunned her and laid her out and the crowd cheered?
Yep.
This is the same fans that cheer a man beating a woman because she refused to have a drink with him.
Yeah.
Proud to be a fan.
That's why I don't talk about wrestling a lot, other than here.
Well, let's switch it up. I did ask everybody what's your comments. Let's read some of these comments real quick. That's why people listen to the show, to hear their name mentioned. So we're going to stall. I don't know if I want to make jokes about names today because it's kind of serious.
No, I wouldn't.
Dalton Manch, mm-hmm. our good friend Dalton, who I actually love very much, Brittany. He says, showing support is not stupid, and if that person has a time machine and can, in fact, undo the tragic events of last night, they can pass judgment. If not, they can go screw off.
Yeah, and it's kind of like what I
said.
To the
point.
It's kind of like how much are, you know, what are they doing to help then?
Yeah.
If changing your profile picture and, you know, making a status like showing that solidarity isn't enough, then what are they doing?
And it's never enough. My friend Stephanie, who I love. I love Stephanie. We've known each other forever, and we're good friends. She's like a sister to me. She and I used to argue about the Kardashians, partly because I just wanted to be a devil's advocate, partly because I genuinely thought that she was wrong about this. But she mentioned how worthless they were. And how they're awful human beings and they're the worst ever. And I asked her, I said, okay, this is how much they donated to charity last year. How much did you donate? And she got mad, of course. And it's a stupid statement. Of course it is. They have tons of money. And they probably don't even care that they donated to charity. But they still did it.
Or know that they did it.
Yeah, but they still did it. It came from them.
If you donate X amount, it's a tax write-off.
So, like, do they get points for it? Because they did something more than just changing their picture? What means more? The fact that I'm legitimately thinking about it and feeling sorrow for these people and not focusing on drinking and partying? Or is it them because they give money to these tragic events? They do something that actually helps, whereas I do something that just resonates well with me.
Yeah.
So who is the better person in that scenario? I don't know. Wish Ethan was here. I always wish Ethan was here. Mike Spees, who I owe for helping me out with that car today, by the way. Personal shout out to Mike Spees. He says he wants me to bring up perhaps the impact of organized religion and radical fundamentalists within them and how it is the catalyst of most of this world's woes.
That's a whole nother show.
I think it's unfair to blame religion for all of life's problems. Yes, I have problems with organized religion. I do. And I have problems with extremists within organized religions. But to say that they are the only catalyst of the world's woes, you can find any reason to kill someone else.
Well, and I wouldn't say that they're the only catalyst, but they're a large
percentage. A belief in a higher power, yeah. It definitely drives people to do things that they probably wouldn't do normally. But, again, you can't blame that for everyone's...
No, yeah.
You know, and not only that, you can't really blame religion for a person anyway. Because a person will do what a person believes, but you can't blame the ideal on, you know, you can't blame the message for what people do in the name of it.
Yeah, to me, it's hard to believe that if it wasn't religion, that they wouldn't find some other reason.
Yeah.
If they're willing to do this kind of act, they're gonna find some way to justify it.
People always find ways to justify
because
what they
do. And that's honestly what I believe is these people don't believe in, they're not true Muslims. They're not.
No.
They absolutely are not. They're not doing this because they so firmly believe that this is what their God wants them to do.
Yeah.
That's just the excuse that they're using to.
They're just bloodthirsty.
Yeah.
They're monsters.
Yeah.
The people that do these things. Big Johnny, he says, where do any of these entitled pricks at Mizzou get off thinking that they're more important than the almost 200 lives that were lost? I'm going to be honest with you about something. I've been so focused on my own personal life. And my car drama, and I feel terrible for saying that. I don't actually know the situation at Mizzou. What happened?
I'll be honest too. I'm not as well informed on it as I would like to be. Basically, there were, a number of racist incidents that happened on campus. And the student body didn't feel that the president or the people in charge did enough to address these. I think some of them felt unsafe,
yeah.
You know, going there, and they didn't think that the people in charge did enough to really ease those worries.
And
that started with the whole protest thing. Now,
let me get this straight though, real quick.
Yeah.
So you're saying the people didn't feel safe because of the racism, not they didn't feel safe, so they did racist things.
Yeah,
no, protest.
They didn't feel safe because of the racism.
Okay.
And again, that it could be completely inaccurate. I don't know enough about it to really weigh in one way or the other. To me, and I like John a lot, but that just seems like you're just looking for a reason to be annoyed at them.
Because
don't get me wrong, because like, I've seen some of those tweets that he's talking about. People saying that, oh, you can multitask. You can be concerned about one thing and another. And while I completely disagree with the way they went about giving that message, I don't think that they're entirely wrong because it would be easy to be concerned that, okay, we have eyes on us. You know, this movement is gaining traction. It's real easy to think that, you know, oh, now this absolute tragedy has taken place and we're going to get swept aside.
Yeah.
I think that's a valid concern. Now, I don't think that clearly what happened in Paris is so much worse.
Yeah.
That really, you know, is a huge tragedy. Not saying that what's going on at Mizzou allegedly isn't bad,
yeah.
But, and one thing that I want to get across real quick is some of those tweets are archived. And I will say there are some fuckheads that said stupid stuff regarding what happened in Paris. But some of the responses, because when you archive those tweets, you can see all of the responses and saying, fuck you, go kill yourself. You ignorant bitch. What the fuck do you know? That's not an appropriate response either.
No.
And so honestly, that just kind of, to me, that sounds like you're going out of your way to try to be annoyed by these people.
And
like I said, I don't agree with them thinking that, you know, them trying to equalize what happened in Paris and what's going on at Mizzou is clearly not equal.
No.
But I do think that it's a valid concern. That
it is. It reminds me of, and my situation is not even as bad. But my situation, my car is broken down. I have no car. How am I going to get to work? Stuff like that. And that is important to me. But I can still talk about what's happening in France because that's also more important. But it doesn't take away the fact that something is important to me. You really can. You can be worried about two things at once.
Yeah.
You know, so I would like to talk to Johnny and find out more about what he's talking about with that before I get too mad at him.
And like I said, like people tweeting like, oh, the fact that Paris has replaced Mizzou as a trending topic is bullshit. No, go fuck yourself. Yes. But, you know, I think, again, it's the root, the heart of something, I think, can still be pure, but then the people that are representing it are fucking it up for everybody else.
Sounds like religion.
Oh, yeah.
What? Steven Odinson Taylor, you should talk about the embarrassing segment of our society that has disdain for the French. Remember stupid shit like freedom fries. Yes, I do. I want to talk about that in a second. And it's quick to take advantage of tragedy to make political points like, lol, if they only had guns, they deserved it argument. People forget that France is our oldest ally who helped on as far as back as the Revolutionary War. They deserve our support, respect, and thanks. All people deserve our support, respect, and thanks. Because all people, whether they've helped us or not, are still human beings. And suffering is suffering. It doesn't matter who you've supported.
Yeah, just because, you know, France happened to have our back, like if this happened to someone that, you know, if this happened in Germany.
Or Japan.
Would we be like, oh, well, you know, you guys were kind of dicks a while ago,
so. Remember World War II?
Mm-hmm.
Payback.
Right.
Yeah, no. The Freedom Fries. I was in college when Freedom Fries were a thing, and we used to make fun of it. Even back then, we knew it was ridiculous.
Right.
Taking French out of French fries and calling it Freedom Fries was one of the single-handedly most idiotic things that America has ever put forth.
The only thing French about French fries is the fact that they're called French fries.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? But, and I will say too, like, I will make jokes about, France's tanks only, they have four modes of reverse, but only one forward, so they can always retreat. Like, people make those jokes. Okay, it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
But there are people who think that, and they think it's true.
Yeah.
Like, they're legitimate, like, still bitter at France for why, that, I don't know.
I can't even remember why we introduced Freedom Fries.
It's like, I don't think,
was it that happened? Because I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
It was something to do with 9/11, and it was something to do with,
I think it was because they were reluctant to just go into a war a country that may not have immediately turned out to have nothing to do with what happened in 9/11. Huh.
Goddamn. Kevin Schenkelberg, miss you, Kevin. Show of support is something we do as a choice, meaning that most of us cannot do much of anything that actually has major change. War is always going to be there. Be happy you are not involved in the conflict at present and do what you can. I mean, exactly.
Yeah.
We can't make any major changes in France. We're just people here. We can't do much, but we can show solidarity amongst our fellow human beings. There's no reason not to do it. If you don't want to do it, don't. Don't criticize the people that do.
Yep.
Brandy Calvert speaking for Tanner Calvert, from Tanner Thursday, who was here last Thursday, and I missed it.
Was he really?
Yeah, I know, right? Like,
I still haven't listened to the Thursday show yet, so.
You can't schedule yourself around it because you never know who's going to be here. From Tanner Calvert, how do you feel about the inevitability of another war? I believe that we shouldn't just jump into a war, but with all that has happened, do you think it's time to step in? I don't think there is going to be a war against ISIS, because that's like saying, I don't know, the movie 300, where you have so many soldiers going against an entire army. ISIS is strong, but they're not an army. They're just a collective.
They are an incredibly large collective, though.
But not compared to what the world could do to them if we decided to go to war.
Well, but I think that kind of almost works in their favor. And again, I'm not like a politician. Like, I'm not a, I don't have a mind for this kind of thing. Yeah. But to me, it almost feels like it's very much a guerrilla style.
It is. Hit them hard and hit them in the dark.
Yeah. And it's not as black and white as say, okay,
Iraq.
The Nazis are, even that is very not black and white. I was going to say more along the lines of like Nazi Germany.
Okay. Saddam Hussein.
We very much dislike the Nazis. The Nazis are bad people. They're doing bad things. They just so happen to all be contained in this one country being led by the head Nazi. You don't have that with ISIS.
No, they're everywhere. Everywhere.
They're everywhere. I really don't think it'll be an all. It definitely won't be like declared a war.
No, because you can't fight a war. Yeah.
It can't. It's not gonna. And you know, going back to 9/11, where it was the war on terror.
Yeah.
It was actually just the war on Afghanistan
and Al Qaeda, which Al Qaeda is still a thing.
Yeah. So there's no just one home base that we can really target and try to get rid of. So that's what. I don't want to say that it's inevitable because I would love to not see any more lives be lost by this.
Yeah.
But at the same time.
Lives will be lost by this.
Yeah, regardless.
There's no good way to get rid of ISIS because there have been terrorist groups that have existed.
Much smarter people than us have put their brain power to it.
To try to take them down.
Yeah.
And what's bad about it is someone mentioned you cut off the head, another head grows back.
Yeah.
Because we have taken out so many of their leaders. We've taken out so many of their important people. Apparently even Jihad Johnny's dead now. I didn't know that. You have heard Jihad Johnny?
That honestly makes me think, was that who Rickety Cricket was?
No, that was the Taliban.
This
was the guy that in all the beheading videos, he used to be an American, and in the beheading videos, he's the one that, does the speeches and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Apparently he's dead, and he was like one of their faces, even though you never see their faces.
Right.
Kind of a stupid statement. But no matter how many you kill, they keep popping up because they're training more and more every day. More people are going over there to be trained by them. Sensible people from all walks of life, Americans, white people, black people, it doesn't matter.
I remember reading a couple months ago, ISIS is a big problem in France. Clearly now we know, but like even months ago they knew there was a pretty solid presence there.
Well, I mean, they were responsible for Charlie Hebdo.
Yeah.
Of it, And like you said, you can't fight a war against the shadow enemy.
I really kind of want to clarify, we don't know for sure it was ISIS. Like, it hasn't been straight up confirmed, or unless they came out today and like,
they took credit for
it. If they took credit for it today, because I've been at work all day. So, if that had happened, then never mind. But to me, it was still like, while it's very more than likely it was them, it hadn't officially been confirmed.
Right. But I think it was, I'll have to double check, but I think.
Okay. So,
in journalism, unless you work for Fox News, never just make a statement without the evidence. So, Fox News. Brian Diebold, love Brian, says Black Friday's coming up. If they want to hit us hard, it would be that day. I don't want to say should, because that changes the statement entirely into a threat.
Look at all the bright lights and helicopters circling here.
Someone made an unrelated phone call, and I think it was you. I don't like the thought of another war in the Middle East, because every time we get involved, another more sinister group rises from the ashes. It just seems like it's inevitable. They will attack us in some way, and we will rush it if we don't already from this. And I get what he's saying, that another group comes from that, because that's, you know, they say that's where Al-Qaeda came from. Mm-hmm. And from the ashes of Al-Qaeda, after bin Laden was taken out, now ISIS is here. If we take out ISIS, there'll be another group. And yes, that's history. Every point in history, there's going to be an enemy. There's going to be someone that lives to terrorize other people because of their beliefs or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's not just this. It's inevitable in general. But again, you can't go to war with a shadow group, because you can't fight that kind of war. It will be fought in the shadows. It'll be specific strikes on specific areas. It will not be a frontline war where we go out with tanks and helicopters.
Yeah.
This is the kind of fight that will happen in the dark, and you will probably never hear about it until they post it all over CNN. You know?
Yep.
We're going to skip Albert Casper, because we already talked about that. I don't know how to pronounce her name. Is that really her name?
I haven't seen...
It's Kelly Key's daughter. And it's Chrysalia Ladybeard Fingers Ledley. I know at least most of that isn't a real name. She wants to know, do you have an online link? I don't know what that means. You're very pretty. That's all I got. Do we have an online link?
Is it like a spam thing? Or?
No. I think she's asking maybe for the show. Maybe she's not a big, maybe she hasn't listened to it before. And if you're listening to this because you saw it on my Facebook, yes, go to podzilla1985.com. You can catch up to all of our shows. You can listen to us rant. We talk about wrestling. We talk about video games. We talk about politics, whatever, ghosts. It doesn't matter. Whatever we want to talk about, it's all on there. You can also email us at podzilla1985@hotmail.com if you have any questions, or just Facebook me. So also catch us on Instagram we're also on Pornhub now.
Did you see a completely unrelated
Fallout 4?
Fallout 4 caused a marked drop in
finally,
their
people
traffic.
Stopped masturbating to play Fallout. Or they're just masturbating to Fallout. I don't know. Nate Smith, who we talked about earlier, says ISIS. All right, here you go. Let's get into this. ISIS can go fuck themselves like the heartless bastards they are. Also, I think these terrorist attacks may be more frequent from now on. I really don't want a World War III. All right, I'm not gonna take him to task for what he said, because at its most basic core, yes, ISIS can go fuck themselves, and they are heartless bastards. It's absolutely true. I'm not gonna knock Nate for saying it. The terrorist attacks becoming more frequent from now on, probably. But if you didn't know, they were frequent to begin with.
Yeah.
Just because you didn't hear about it doesn't mean it wasn't happening. Like you said, now it happens somewhere where it's not supposed to happen.
Yeah.
If you don't think this hasn't been happening for long time in that area of the country or mm-hmm. the world, you are mistaken. But you're right. Fuck them.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not making a difference by saying it, but fuck them. But fuck them. Shanna Larson. I have family in Paris and all over France. I put my picture up to show support for them and the French people. I hope ISIS gets dry fucked up the ass with a cactus. Jeez.
But how does she really feel?
What happened to that sweet girl I knew nothing about? Kurt McDowell, our old friend Kurt, I miss him too. Amazing man.
Well, rumor has it he worked at Red Lobster.
You know, I've heard that rumor too. Unsubstantiated reports. He said, words and actions have power. Regardless of how small they appear to be, the rippling effect will have unseen impacts. Absolutely. Yep. Leave it to Kurt to always say something inspiring.
Wilson.
Plus, he's handsome. God, that's what I hate about
such
him.
Such a pretty man.
Ugh. Aaron Picard, my old friend Eric Picard, says, a London newspaper asked several prominent citizens what is wrong with this world, and G.K. Chesterton, I'm assuming he's rich, answered, I am.
Everyone in Britain sounds like they should be rich.
And they probably are. And if they all look like Wade Barrett, I'll swoon. Are rich people what's wrong with the world? Are prominent people was what? No, you should not feel bad about being prominent. You should not feel bad about having money or status. That is something you should strive for. You yeah. should not feel bad about it.
I don't know who that is or what he, or
I'm assuming
like,
he's rich with a name like G.K. Chesterton.
The fact that he just uses his first two initials means that you probably have money.
If I just change my name to S.L. Young, no, people won't be rude. No, it's not gonna rude. It's not gonna fool anybody. But no, I don't think just because you're rich means you should feel bad about this. It's not your fault.
Yeah.
Could you do something better with your money than blow it with your friends smoking cigars and drinking? Probably. But that's another show for another time.
Yeah.
We got to wrap this up soon because I'm tired. We're all tired. Hunter Hendricks, who last I heard was out in the woods. I don't know how much he knew about this until today. He said, I've heard many a person use different variations of the phrase, be kind to everyone. You never know what they're going through. I think that's valid for showings of support through pictures as well. Sure, that system can come across as hackneyed, but again, you don't know what that person's feeling. And thankfully. That's my Ned Flanders out of sleepiness. Yeah, I've always heard that too. Like with rude customers at my store and your place of business,
mm-hmm.
You never know what they've gone through that day. So if someone comes in rude or they act upset, it's not always because they're assholes. They may have had the worst day possible. Someone
right.
may have died.
That's actually one of the things in our training.
Us to a GameStop, yeah. yeah. I could say that because fuck them. I hear they're mad at me for all the stuff we said. Oh, well. That's what I live for. I agree with you. And Albert Casper, one more thing, says, only thing I'm surprised is that Sweden didn't get hammered first.
Why?
I don't know. I like Swedish people. I like Swedish fish. Everybody in agreement with that?
I like gummy bears better.
I like gummy bears better. Gummy bears better. Lindsay likes Swedish fish.
Like
you like Swedish fish.
They're like
it's a girl thing, man.
They're like expensive versions of gummy bears that aren't as good. We got my place of business did particularly well one quarter or year or something, and the gift for the entire store was like a probably two bags worth of a tin of Swedish fish. It's like
before I got here. For like their 1 year anniversary, because I came in and like, did someone just yell at us from back there?
They're just yelling at each other.
Okay.
Drunk people.
For the 1 year anniversary, Broadway and Cave, ladies and gentlemen, it's always a party. The 1 year anniversary at Gaming Grounds, Lonnie Bottom ate one of those giant gummy bears.
Oh, full of gummy bears?
Yeah, just a huge one, and they feasted on it for weeks. I missed out on that. You know what I got for the second year anniversary? Told to make more money. That's for Ethan. All right. Well, thank you guys for the comments. Most of you. No, all of you. I like comments no matter what they are. Good, bad, or ugly. It's good to create a discussion as long as it stays a discussion.
Thanks for listening to us talk in circles. And
circles can be fun. I remember there was a story. Was it from the Bible? Probably wasn't. About someone drew a circle. Was that in the Bible? She's laughing.
I genuinely don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe. No, it may have been a children's book. We'll talk about it later. We're going to wrap this up. We're going to go home and go to sleep. I honestly wanted to do 30 minutes. I didn't want to do a full hour, but I liked it. I thought it was great. It was exactly what I was hoping it would be. Thank you guys for listening.
Be kind to each other.
Yeah, be kind to each other, even if it seems meaningless.
Can I leave us on, or I'll let you do the wrap up, but there's a quote that I want to
absolutely
throw out there.
I just want to say, treat each other right. If you want to put up a picture and support, don't listen to people that tell you you're wrong. Whatever you want to do to support each other, do it. Be proud of it. Don't be ashamed of it. You may not be able to change the world, but you might be able to make it just a little bit better. So thank you guys for listening. I'm going to leave it to Asa Gray for our outro. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back on Sunday.
It's from Martin Luther King Jr. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that.
Good night, folks.